Talk about a little bit why you're choosing to step down before the end of your term.
Well, it's I just think it's time for me to move on. It's been a good experience, but I'm a bit frustrated, and I think I've accomplished things I chose to accomplish, and I'm a bit frustrated, and I think it's time for me to move on. I just don't have the same energy for the job at this point.
Why are you frustrated? What are you frustrated with?
Well, I think it has to do with the way things are in Sacramento today versus in the past. You know, when my belief is that when you're elected, your obligation is to work with all parties here and accomplish things. And that's not so much the way things happen here anymore. It's a little more partisan. And I've tried to do the things that I think builds consensus, and it's difficult, and I'm just ready to move on.
One of those times where you tried to work across party lines involved the GOP 5 a couple of years ago, mm-hmm. seeking a budget deal with Governor Brown that would place a measure extending taxes on the ballot. That didn't work out. How big of a frustration was that for you, and why didn't it work out?
Well, it was a big frustration, and I think it was because of the partisanship on those issues. But if you look back at some of the things that we were advocating for, some of the pension reform things have been accomplished by the governor. Probably not as comprehensive as I'd like to have seen, but at least it was, I think, a first good step. And I think more needs to be done. So I'm not totally disappointed in what we did. I think we brought a lot of issues to the forefront that need to be addressed, and I'm good with that.
My understanding about how that turned out was at one point the unions were against there being a deal, but then later on toward the end, Republicans couldn't take the vote because the politics had changed. It wasn't placing a measure extending taxes, it was placing a measure increasing taxes.
No, my thought was the governor called me at 11:30 at night and said that he couldn't go where we wanted to. And I.
In March or June?
It was in 1st of June, I believe, you know, or end of May. I can't remember the exact date. And I just think some of his stakeholders didn't want to go as far as we wanted to, and some of our stakeholders wouldn't go to the other direction. But at least I think we were fortunate to put those issues on the ballot. I mean,
yeah.
You know, before the legislature on those number of those issues.
Looking back, if you could have gotten some degree of CEQA reform, which hasn't really taken place, some degree of a pension overhaul without having to go through the process that the governor did, some degree of a spending cap just for placing a tax measure on the ballot, that would seem to be, given the current dynamics in Sacramento and the demographic makeup of California voters, a great deal for Republicans.
I would have thought so. I think that would have been good for California. It puts the issue before the voters, and they make that decision.
We're talking with Republican Senator Bill Emerson, who's stepping down from the legislature effective in December in the middle of his term. What are your views of the Tea Party?
Well, I don't have a lot of association with them. I think some of their views are okay, but I'm sure I'm not one of their favorites.
Are they helping the Republican Party? Are they hindering it?
I don't really have a comment on that.
What's your view of Jerry Brown as governor? You were a legislative staffer as he began his first governorship, and now as he returned, you were in the legislature.
I think the governor has done a good job. I think he's been the adult in the legislative room, and I think he has been very successful in riding the ship in California.
The direction of the Republican Party in California, it seems like there is somewhat of a debate. whether it should go the direction of the Tea Party or go the directions of others, saying we have to reach out more to the changing demographics of California and younger voters and the like. What's your view on that?
Oh, I think we need to reconsider our positions. I've been supportive of comprehensive immigration reform, and I think if we don't do that, our party could be very small in a very few years.
If you feel the party should look more broadly, and yet you're leaving your position of influence, what does that say?
I've expressed my views, and we haven't gone that way, so I'm not sure that my views are that well accepted by my party.
I guess the last thing I'd ask is, you talked about you felt like you've accomplished a lot of what you set out to accomplish. Talk about one or two of your most important accomplishments and what became of them.
Oral health assessment for children entering elementary school.
You were a dentist, weren't you?
I was a dentist. Everybody thinks that children miss school because of the common cold, but they may miss a day or so. But children with extensive dental caries and abscess, they miss out for weeks at a time. So I think if we provide some health assessment on those children early and they can get treatment, then that's a good thing. Introduced a bill on transparency for the Covered California. I think that was a major proposal. My proposal this last year on the compounding pharmacies that California would evaluate and make sure that they provided the same type of protections that compounding pharmacies in our state provide. And then my self-determination for children with disabilities. I think those were my major accomplishments. I'm very proud of those, and I think I'm satisfied with my time in the legislature based on those issues.
Congratulations on your retirement, and good luck.
Thank you. Thanks.